It's time to jump into the boys' game. You've already got the starting lineups, and we're ready to get underway here. Brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Gray jumping center against Jones, and it's going to be controlled by Laverne, but over and back. So they start with over and back, go the wrong way there. So Christiana and Gentry Bonds to inbound. In the near corner, shot from three-point land is up and good. Start this one off with a bang. Preston Barge with the first bank three. Long pass up the floor. Laverne, Connor has it. Key Anthony lost it. Gets into to the corner. Now the big man, Malik Gray, goes up strong. Missed this shot. Rebound. Barge pushes it out. Barge to Bonds. Right side, Jonathan Matthews. They do feed it off inside to Jones. Now outside a three again. This one just short. Maybe an over-the-back foul there, not called. Rebound, Laverne. Down the floor quickly, Williams missed the shot. Gray with it, and they're going to hold and push and foul him. And the foul is on 32, Jones. Trey Jones with the first foul. 3-0. Looks like they're going to flip the arrow. Right now, we're right beside the scorer's table. Corey Alley using this opportunity here to set up his defense. They trigger it in. Going to the rack is Gray after the inbounds from Helms. We'll check the foul. 32, that's Trey Jones. That's his second foul. So Coach Corey Alley going to have to immediately go to the bench here while Malik Gray stands at the charity stripe. The first one is no good. Checking into the game is Sydney Bell. Bell in for Jones with two fouls on Jones. He has to come sit for a while. Second toss by Gray. Can he get Laverne on the board? He does not. Missed the shot. Rebound, Sydney Bell, the eighth grade forward who just checked in. Gentry Bonds passes here near side. Barge straight away. Top of the key, Matthews. Left wing, the three. Oh, my. Gentry Bonds out of his mind. 6-0. The first bank three and a timeout, Laverne. 6-0 your score, Christiana. 4:49 left in the first. You're listening to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, boys style now, on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We continue with State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage on WGNS. Brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Inbounds by Laverne. Benson Helms finds Gray. They break the press. Connor. Anthony Connor threw it away. Down the far sideline, Bonds. Stutter step, squads in the lane, all the way in there, missed it. Rebound, put back. This one is up and good by Bell. And there is a foul. Bucket counts. Foul on Malik Gray. And going to the line for the plus one is Sidney Bell. Coming into the game is Rayshawn Ellison for the Hawks. 8-0. With a chance to be 9-0. Bell at the foul line missed it. Rebound. There's going to be a foul on the rebound. Gray did a good job of getting position, and the foul on Matthews. Four and a half to play. 6-minute quarters here in middle school now. Championship of the girls was won by Rock Springs earlier this afternoon. Long pass up. Malik Gray in the paint. Goes up. Easy shot for Malik Gray. Had a dunk in this county tournament earlier this week. I think yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the overtime. From downtown, Barge, no good. Matthews gets in the air, and then he's going to be fouled. And the foul is on Malik Gray, and that's two on him. So Coach Tucker is going to have a decision to make here. By the way, 32-29, Rock Springs girls are county champions. I want to make sure that the coaches don't come out on the floor, the official telling both Corey Alley and Thurman Tucker. Make sure they know. Guess that's always good. Inbounds. Now the three-pointer right side. Matthews. The Cougars are on fire. First bank three. 11-2. Christiana up. This three by Laverne's Williams is no good. Offside rebound pulled out by Matthews. Long pass up Barge, and they say, it's Bonds rather, and they say walk. Turnover, Christiana. Gray to the foul line. Glides in there. Gray going to be fouled by Sidney Bell. He picks up his first. Trey Jones for Christiana had that job earlier, and he picked up two quick fouls, and that's why Bell came in for him. So with that, having a hard time containing Gray. Free throw is good by Malik Gray. We'll have another. Shot it, and bounces, will not fall. And now an over-the-back foul going to be called on Laverne. Ellison picks up the foul. Down the floor, Bonds for the Cougars of Christiana, leading 11-3. Pass to Barge, way out there, right side. They're moving right to left. Clearing the lane, wide open as Bell missed the shot. And I mean wide open. Helms out front, left side, finds Williams for three. Swish. They only counted that as a two. 2 points for Bryce Williams. 11-5. Laverne not going quietly here. Bonds to the right side. Bell has it. Now back to Barge near midcourt. Christiana resets. Murray to Barge, foul line, floats one up there with one hand, no good, rebound, Murray has it, Murray going up, has it stripped, and it will be Laverne basketball. Vincent Helms to inbound for Laverne. Does so to Williams, long pass up to Gray. Gray finds a lane, off the glass, it's good. 5 points for Malik Gray, 11-7. Christiana got up big, and now Laverne making some inroads here. Matthews, the eighth grader for Christiana, has it. Now to between the rings Barge, now right wing. The three put up by 8th grader Gentry Bonds. No good. Rebound. No foul called, and Murray goes up. Now they do call a foul. You can even hear the slap from here. Foul is on 22 for Laverne. So that's Ellison, and it's his second foul. At the line, Rodney Murray. First one is no good. Murray's going to have another. 11-7 your score with 2:21 left in the first. Second one. Shot it and got it. Murray hit one of two. 12-7 Christiana. Bryce Williams trots down the floor. They're moving left to right, clad in the black, passing left side to Petway, who travels with the basketball. Drug that pivot foot. Into the game, Roger Chapman coming in to play guard. Bonds crossing the timeline now. To Bell. Bell, the long two, switch. One more step back, and he would have had a three. That's twice tonight. He hit the long range, too. 14-7. Right side, shot is up and no good. Scoreboard's got the wrong score. Minute 44, Christiana basketball. Matthews. Matthews to Murray. Murray weaves in and out of traffic. Bounce pass down Moe. Going up strong is Sydney Bell. Two-point basket, Bell. 16-7, your score. 16-7 with a minute 22, and now running over a screen is Laverne. And a 30-second timeout, Laverne as well. 16-7, your score with a minute 21 left in the first. Christiana Cougars beginning to roll here. Stay with us as we continue State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, boy style, after this.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Little Caesar man, he dances like no one can. Little Caesar man. How low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesars and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back here on State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage. They are going to count Sydney Bell's basket as a three-pointer from a moment ago, so your score is 17-8. Christiana misses a shot. Now Bell from the right foul line. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Laverne basketball as we continue here our boys' middle school coverage from State Farm, brought to you in part by Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Hodge Construction Services, and Jerry Potts Car Care. Christiana with a 17-8 lead here in the first. Tipped out of bounds, Laverne basketball. There's a little confusion on one official said two and another official said three, I believe, on that three-point basket for Christiana. Nonetheless, it is a three-point basket for Bell. He's got 7 points for the Cougars. Left wing, this three by DeMarcus Glenn, who checked in for Laverne, is no good. Running the floor down the far side. Bonds for three, this one a little short. And now a foul on the rebound. I think this one's going to go against Bonds, hustling after the rebound. 38.3 to go. First quarter of action. Boys championship. Girls champion, Rock Springs. Very close, very good contest here earlier today. Elms feeds down low, now right side. Glenn misses the shot, battling for the rebound. Glenn goes up. They didn't get the call. Glenn said he thought there was a foul there, but it was out of bounds off of Cristiano, apparently. Connor coming in. Glenn goes out for the Hawks. Helms to toss in and does so. Finds Williams. Bounce pass to Malik Gray. Gray turns, spins. Now fadeaway style. No good. And now an over-the-back foul going to be called. Matthews with good position on the boards. And he's fouled by Ellison, and that's his third, I believe.
Lonnie Murray. Yeah, resting over there.
So a chance for the last shot here in the quarter by Christiana. Murray turns, spins with five, with four, flips it back out. Three-pointer looked over by Bonds, can't take it. With no time, they get it off right at the horn. It rolls around the rim and falls out. Preston Barge. Boy, that would have counted too. Your score after one, 17-8. 17-8, Christiana leads. You're listening to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage from WGNS.
Hi, I'm Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Our membership includes free personal training, tanning, group exercise, and childcare, all for only $14.99 per month. Two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville, and our newest location in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Visit gymolympus.com to learn more about membership. Olympus Athletic Club, open 24 hours Monday through Friday. Also open on Saturday and Sunday. Call 895-3110 for membership information.
The time is now.
Absolute Auction in Woodbury. 47 acres will be auctioned off. The property is zoned industrial. Again, 47 acres to be auctioned off at this Absolute Auction in Woodbury, Saturday, February 9th at 11. The auction is on Alexander Drive. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bobparks Auction. Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Here from Whitworth Buchanan Middle School for State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Christiana basketball as they lead 17-8. In the right wing, Barge, now left wing, Matthews, out front for the long distance dial in. No good by Gentry Bonds, but Christiana gets the rebound. Bell feet inside. Now turns, spins, tries to go up, and Gray blocked the shot. Bobby Sly, Gray down the floor. Gray, right-handed layup, no good. A little short. Rebound Barge. Christiana pushing it up the floor quickly. Down low to Bonds and thrown away. Turnover, Christiana. Gray pulls up. Long two, no good. Rebound tipped up, tipped out, and down the floor, Murray. Murray down the near sideline. Going to go up for the left-handed layup. Too far underneath the basket. Rebound out of bounds. And it's going to be Laverne basketball. So a fast and furious start here to the second. Up and down the floor. The Cougars and the Hawks. Walking it up the floor now is Bryce Williams for Laverne Middle School. Crossing the timeline now. Right wing, Helms. The three ball on the way and good. Vincent Helms, First Bank three. And the Hawks are within six. Foul line, Sidney Bell. Swish. Man, what an answer. Sidney Bell. 9 points for Bell. Off the bench. Leading the charge here for the Cougars. Right wing, now back to the top of the key. Shot up and no good by Williams. Rebound cleared out of there by Matthews. Matthews stutter steps, lost the ball out of bounds. Tried to fake right and go left, and it was in the going left that he lost the basketball. Not sure how many years Corey Alley has been a head coach, but it's been a lot. Head man at Christiana for many years. Barfield for many. Right side, Helms, another three. It's good. First bank three from the right side. The lead is five. Just to finish that thought about Corey, I know he was at Walter Hill and Barfield for years, so He's been doing it a long time. He's retiring after this year. Shot by Matthews is no good for his Cougars. Down the floor, Gray. Do they take the charge? They're going to call. No foul. No, blocking foul. Foul is on 15, Matthews. That one kind of could have gone either way. Christiana fans not happy about it. Inbounds to Williams. Now left wing. The three is way off here. Malik Gray stepped out of bounds, and it's going to be Christiana basketball. 5-point lead for the Cougars. Just under 4 minutes to play here in the first half of action. You're listening to the Middle School County Championship Boys Style from Whitworth Buchanan. I'm Brian Barrett. Good to be with you this evening. Right side, Barge to Bell. Bell tied up. Now back out. Bond drives in. Bonds misses the six-footer from the near side. And now a whistle and foul. Foul is going to be called on Barge, and Christiana wants a timeout. Corey Alley calls for time, and we'll step aside as well. With the Cougars leading 19-14 over the Laverne Hawks, you're listening to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage on WGNS.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Paul Dinaburo's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to pauldinaburo.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to our coverage of State Farm Middle School County Championships. Don't forget to check out our website, goprimetimesports.com, and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button. You can listen to and download these championship games from our website. You can get there at goprimetimesports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. At the foul line stands Malik Gray, 5 points. Easily the best player there on the Laverne Middle basketball squad. Held to 5 points. Going to stay that way as the free throw is missed on the 1-1. And rebound, Christiana. You may hear Corey Alley in the background calling the play. Motion is the play to Matthews. Now Barge, top of the key. Right side, Bonds has it. To the right elbow, Bell. A little off on that shot. Rebound, Helms for Laverne. Left side, Connor. To the right side, Helms back to the top of the key. The three ball is up and good by Bryce Williams. First bank three, and it's a 2-point Christiana lead. Laverne has come roaring back in this one. Matthews, long pass is stolen away by Gray. A two would tie us up. Pulls up, got it. Malik Gray, 7 points, and we're tied at 19 apiece. 2:40 to go, first half. Matthews left side. Now we've got the officials. An official timeout here is talk to the players. and make sure everybody's in agreement. Not to do a lot of talking. I'm sure that's what it's about. Talking to all the players down there. So this was an official timeout. There is a sub coming in for Christiana. Jones is coming back in for Bell. Some good minutes there by Bell for Christiana. The inbounds, the three ball, Barge. Oh, my! Preston Barge. First bank three, 22-19. Cougars back on top. Going up, Gray. Blocked. Comes back down. That's a travel. So it's a shot attempt. And it was blocked. And that's a turnover as well. 22-19, Christiana, the ball, and a three-point lead, 2:10 to go in the first half. In the corner, stepped out of bounds. Pretty good defense there by Laverne. Forcing, I believe, it was Matthews to step out of bounds. Length of the floor to go, left to right as we see it. Come the Hawks, clad in the black with red trim. Christiana in the white with black and a little fluorescent yellow. From the left elbow, it's Bryce Williams. He has come to work here in this second quarter. 22-21, Christiana. Barge feeds down low, finds Murray off the left block, no good. Rebound, got his own. Makes the outlet pass back out front to Bonds. Bonds back to Matthews, no look pass inside, going up. Shot no good by Murray. Laverne basketball. Helms down the floor. A basket would give Laverne the lead. Going left side, Helms. Shot is up and no good. Pulled up for a long two. Preston Barge, left wing. Now they whip it around outside. The long three, partially blocked, I think. Bonds didn't get enough mustard on that one, and I think Laverne had something to do with it. Around the outside horn. Williams and Helms playing catch. Now Helms for three, rattles out. Went all the way down in and came back out. Barge bringing it up the floor. Barge to Murray. Murray, the tap back to Barge here on the near side with 44 seconds to play in the first half. Matthews goes right side. Now driving baseline. Floating jumper is good by Gentry Bonds. 24-21, lead back at three for the Cougars. Left wing, Connor has it. Back out front to Williams. Right wing, Helms to Williams. Drives, gets in there. Four-footer is good. Just penetrated. Nice job putting it on the floor. Christiana by one. They're going to go for one here with 10 seconds. Murray in the corner. The three ball is up, and it is no good by Jones. Rebound, Laverne's got a chance. Gray stops at midcourt, double team. Good job there by Christiana, and the last prayer thrown up there by Williams is no good. That's your first half. 24-23, Christiana leads by one, 24-23, and we are at halftime. We invite you to stay tuned. We're going to come back here in just a moment and bring you the Bob Parks Auction halftime report in this boys' contest. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Our friends at Bob Parks Auction, Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, they are the best. Put their years of marketing experience to work for you. Consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. They bring you the halftime show coming up on the other side.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the county school board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
Sign up now for your chance to win $10,000 to split with the school of your choice in Rutherford County with the Intersource 24-second cash clock. The lucky winner will have the chance to make a layup, free throw, top of the key, three-pointer, and half-court shot in 24 seconds to win the $10,000 prize. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com or Intersource.co. Also, there will be weekly winners of other prizes like gift cards, memberships, and a free year of DirecTV. Intersource 24-second cash clock. Sign up at the games or online.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's moving day is here. Our first day in phase two of the new building will be February 11, 2013. Located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, your health is our mission.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The Bob Parks Auction halftime report here on WGNS. Coverage of the Middle School County Championships brought to you by State Farm and Toots Good Food and Fun. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeve Sane Drug Store. Time to give you the stats in the first half in the boys' contest. Team stats, 18 first-half rebounds for the Christiana Cougars, only 8 for Laverne, so a good job on the boards for the Cougars. For Christiana, 28% from the field, 9 of 32, and 4 first bank threes on the evening so far, 28% in the first half, 9 of 32. 40% for Laverne, 10 of 25, but you can see the number of shots have been different here. Laverne, 10 of 25, 40%. There was a 3 in there as well. For Christiana, 1 of 3 from the foul line. That is 33%. 1 of 6, or 16% for Laverne. 7 turnovers for Laverne, and Christiana with 8. First half, your score 24 to 23. Here's a look at your scoring. Preston Barge with 6. Gentry Bonds with 5 for Christiana. All of this for Christiana here now. Rodney Murray with 1. Jonathan Matthews with a first bank 3. And Sydney Bell off the bench with 9 points. Stats from Fans Heating and Air, Game Day's Team Sports and Winner's Trophies for the Laverne Hawks. Led by Bryce Williams, 9 points, 6 points for Vincent Helms, and 7 points for Malik Gray. That's a look at all of your scoring and stats here on the Bob Parks Auction Between Games show. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlement, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug today, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. I want to remind you to check out our website, goprimetimesports.com, as well. If you're listening to this on the radio and like to download your version, a copy of this broadcast, it'll be on our podcast section. Just look under Sir Pizza Podcast at goprimetimesports.com. Second half of action coming up in just a moment. What's on the line? The boys' county championship for middle school here in Rutherford County, and we're going to have it for you next on WGNS AM/FM. Stay tuned.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello once again from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. This is Lenny Farmer. As I speak to folks about their need to prearrange their funeral, more and more questions come to the surface. Questions like, does Jennings and Ayers guarantee the price for life? Yes. Is there more than one type of cremation program offered? Yes. Can I use my prearrangement plan at another funeral home, say, if I move out of state? Yes. Friends, these questions and more can easily be answered by calling us at 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Ready to start the second half here on State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, boys style. And this half is brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Last Gas's Feed Supply, and Prentice Salsa Heating and Air. On the inbounds, jump ball is going to be called. They tie up Gray down low, and it will be Christiana basketball. The Cougars moving from left to right as we see it now. Just checking your lineup here. Christiana with Barts, Jones, Bonds, Murray, and Matthews. Lineup here in the second half. And it's Gray, Williams, Helms, Connor, and Petway, the lineup for the Laverne Hawks. Brought to you courtesy of Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. Feed in the lane. Murray rolls around the rim, won't fall. Rebound. Jones puts it back up strong. First basket of the night, 26-23. 3-point lead for Christiana. Firing it down low, the ball off of the fingertips of Christiana, it looks like. Yes, and it's going to be Laverne basketball to inbound, and they do. Helms finds Williams. Right side, looking over the three. Doesn't take it, does Connor? But left side, Helms will, and it's good. He's got three first bank threes. He can shoot the rock. Tied at 26. Bonds. They do lob it down low. Going baseline, Jones. Cut off there. Back outside. Bonds penetrates. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, reverse lay-in. This will not go for Trey Jones. So Laverne with a chance to take the lead on this possession. Driving the lane, there's going to be a foul. No, no foul called. That's out of bounds off of the Cougars. Heard the whistle and saw bodies, so immediately thought foul there. Long toss into Williams. Laverne basketball. Helms, left wing. Back out to Williams. They kick it out. Connor for three. Badly missed there, partially blocked maybe. Barge in the lane, dumps it low. Intended for Jones, missed the shot. It's going to be Laverne basketball. Laverne down quickly. Bryce Williams now to the foul line. Jumper for the go-ahead, will not fall for Petway. Had a nice open look. Bonds driving the lane, is going to be held. Laverne foul is on 1-5, which would be Ke'Anthony Connor. Long inbounds pass, Matthews over to Bonds for three, and it's no good. Rebound, last touch by Laverne, I think. I think Coach Alley would rather have a look inside. This is a pretty good look. On the inbounds, Murray misses the shot. Kind of cool here, the start for Christiana. Laverne, however, throws the ball away. Laverne basketball under their goal here. guess last touch by Christiana. Inbounds, Gray goes to work, misses the shot on the floor. Surely there's a walk there. Nobody called it. Christiana's going to get the basketball anyway. Murray drives, shoots, scores. Rodney Murray. 28-26, Cougars. 3:23 left in the third. Three put up and no good by Williams. Rebound, Christiana. Murray down the far sideline. Gets in the lane, has to dump it back out to Barge. Now around the horn, open for three is Matthews. Sits off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out, Laverne controls. Down the floor, Williams. Williams right wing, glides in the lane. He's going to be fouled by Preston Barge. Second foul on Barge. Although they don't announce the fouls here, so sometimes I miss them. So have to bear with us. Hopefully nobody fouls out. Williams at the foul line hits the first. If you haven't noticed, this place is loud. Lots of folks here at Christiana and Laverne watching them play. Of course, the entire tournament here at Whitworth Buchanan Middle School. Second toss will not go. 28-27, 1 point Christiana lead. 3 minutes to go in the third. Pull up jumper, right side, Matthews, swish. Hit about a 6-footer there. Lead back at three for Christiana. Williams, now Malik Gray, the long two, settles in nicely for the big man. Gray with nine. When he decides to go to work, sometimes it's just get out of the way. Pass into the near wing for three. No good by Barge. Rebound. Driving the lane. A little floater hangs on the rim, then falls for Jonathan Matthews. He's got seven. 32-29 Christiana. 2:10 to go. Clock rolling. Foul line. Make that baseline jumper. A little soft by Petway. Rebound Cougars. Murray drives in, scores! Goes in untouched, Rodney Murray. 34-29, Cougars. Corey Alley with a high five for Rodney Murray as timeout is called. 34-29, your score back here in just a moment on State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. And everybody's heard, you are what you eat. Well, that saying holds true for pets as well. And here at Animal City, we carry a full line of premium foods to keep your pets happy, healthy, and well. And when you come see us at Animal City, make sure to leave time to visit with our locally raised and rescue puppies and kittens. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's next to the bowling alley.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage. I'm Brian Barrett, and our coverage is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Hall. Timeout called by Laverne as they trail 34-29 after being tied at 29. Under 2 minutes to go. It's been a great last 1 minute of this third quarter for the Cougars. Malik Gray going to work baseline, pulls up, and swish. Malik Gray, got an 8-footer on the baseline. Lead back at three. Murray stops, gives it up left wing to Matthews. They're moving left to right. Bonds for Christiana, brings it back and resets. Matthews left side. They go deeper into the corner to Bonds. Now back around the horn again. Barge has it between the circles. Goes left side to Matthews. Now Murray going to penetrate. Go baseline. Looked over the reverse. Can't do it. To Bonds for three. No good. Saved by Barge. Long ball. It's run down by Murray. Murray at the foul line. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be saved. No. It's actually Connor who knocked it out of bounds for Laverne. So Christiana going to get a chance here to inbound on their end. Coach Corey Alley trying to hold on to the basketball while he coaches. They needed it back. Sydney Bell tries to drive baseline. Missed the shot. Rebound Gray. Gray down the floor for the Wolverines. I knew I'd do it. For the Hawks. Now left wing, the three ball in and out for Helms. Rebound put back. This one will not fall for Ellison, but there is a foul. It's on Barge. And looks like Jones is going to have to go in for Barge. Don't know. Tossed by Ellison, no good. Bell going to come out. Second free throw is up. This one no good either. Jones with the rebound. 3-point lead still intact for the Cougars as we wind down the third quarter of play. 23 seconds and counting. Foul line extended right side. Jumper bounces four times and falls for Jonathan Matthews. 9 points for Matthews. The lead is five for Christiana. Laverne basketball with 10 seconds, with nine, with eight. Down the floor, Williams with six, with five, with four, with three. Pulls up for the long three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Christiana. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, 36-31, Christiana leads. A county champion in boys basketball will be crowned when we come back.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas.
Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take time to sit down with you face-to-face and discuss your insurance needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call. We're your local auto owner's agent.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Brian Barrett along with you here on WGNS. Hope you enjoyed all of our sports coverage this weekend. Got more coming up tomorrow for the Lady Raiders. Meanwhile, Laverne Williams, first basket for him in the fourth quarter of play. From about 6 foot inside the paint. That brings Laverne back within three. A three online, but a little long by Murray. Rebound, Laverne has it. Chance to get it to one. Underneath, shot off the glass. Reverse lay-in, Ellison. And just that quickly, Laverne back in it here, 36-35. This is a matchup of the 2-seed Christiana and the 4-seed Laverne. Shot up and no good, but trying to put back Matthews. He's going to be hacked and fouled. So going to the charity stripe will be Jonathan Matthews. We played about 55 seconds here in this final stanza. Shot it and and rattles out. The eighth grader will have another. Shot it and got it. 10 points for Matthews. Joins Gray and Williams for Laverne in double digits. 37-35, Christiana by two, but this could change, and it does. First bang three for Vincent Helms, and the Hawks back on top, 38-37. Driving the lane, Bonds dumps it low and saved by Jones. Back outside to Bonds, and Christiana resets. Large bounce pass to Murray. Now flips it back out. Bonds looks over the three, doesn't take it. Murray penetrates, slides in there. Pull-up jumper strong to the rack. It's good. Rodney Murray. Love that move. 39-38, Cougars. Gray bobbles it in the right corner, now pulls up. The jumper no good. Rebound, Barge has it. Barge down the near sideline, finds Bonds. Bonds glides in the lane, shot goes! And there is a foul. Foul is on Connor. Basket by Bonds. And he's got the plus one. At the foul line, shot it. Won't go. Rebound tipped out. Going to be out of bounds off of Laverne. And flipping out of bounds is Ellison right here near us. And he went over the chairs. He did not hit the stands, but he may have turned an ankle or something here. I think he's going to be okay. I think. Probably got the wind knocked out of him here or something. So while all of this happens, we will take a break here. An injury timeout as we continue here on WGNS.
At Butts Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the business owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888- My Roscoe.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We return here on State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, brought to you by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, where for over 75 years, their team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at toa.com. And Ellison got to the bench okay. I think he just had the wind knocked out of him. Cougar basketball, 4 minutes to go in the game, 41-38. Christiana leads, and they're playing catch out front. Barge and Matthews running some clock. Saw this in the girls' game with Rock Springs as well. Out here near midcourt, just passing it back and forth, trying to get Laverne come out of this 1-2-2 zone. Pressure on the guards, but they're just passing back and forth out front. Now they do go in the corner. Long pass across the court. That's a little dangerous. Barge now back out to Matthews. Matthews to Barge. And Laverne may come out of this. Driving the lane, Bonds, floating jumper, won't go. Rebound put back. This one won't go for Jones, but he does get it the second time. Trey Jones, 43-38. That took about a minute. Right side Helms. He has been red hot. Four threes for Helms tonight. Helms near side. Finds Williams. Back to Helms. Trying to back in on Murray. Nothing there. Now left side. The three ball up. No good by Williams. Rebound Murray. Have the numbers. Murray stops. Foul line. Kicks it back out. Three. Bonds is no good. Rebound. Jones. Going to be a jump ball. And we've got an injured Laverne Hawk, and that is Gray. Went down hard on the elbow and stayed down. I think he's going to be okay, but they're going to make him come out. They are going to make him come out because he went down and they stopped play for him, so he does have to come out. And Sean Ponder checks into the game for the first time. Ponder checks in, but Gray is going to come right back in after this possession. The official talking to Coach Tucker about this, which gives Coach Alley an opportunity to talk things over with his point guard, Gentry Bonds. Triggering in the inbounds play will be Jonathan Matthews right under the Christiana goal. They do get it in to Bonds, and they bring it out front. Man-to-man defense being played here by Laverne. To Bonds in the corner. Bounce pass Murray down low. They get it to Jones. He's fouled. Foul is on number 15, which is De'Anthony Connor. And to the foul line, Trey Jones. A couple of big free throws. Two quick dribbles, a spin, another dribble for good measure, missed the first toss. Gray back in, also back in is Ellison for the Hawks. Trey Jones at the line for the second free throw. Shot it and just missed it. Bounced twice and fell away. Gray high above the rim for the rebound. Down the floor, Connor. Pull-up jumper just inside the three-point arc. No good here from the near wing. I think Christiana going to slow it down here a little bit. Try to get a backdoor cutter maybe. Connor, I'm sorry, make that Matthews. Left side. Popping back out to help is Bonds. Bonds is going to lose the basketball. Helms going to have a layup with the left hand. Missed it, but he's fouled. And nothing that Gentry Bonds could do but to foul him to make him earn it at the foul line. So going there is Vincent Helms to the charity stripe. Hawks trailing 43-38. First one's no good. That makes it even a better foul, Gentry. Helms, second toss is good. 43-39. I'm sorry, make that 43-39. 43-39. And Christiana passes back out front. Bonds between the rings. Now cutting through, same spot, Matthews. Up top, Barge, minute 39. And now there's a foul going to be called on Laverne's Bryce Williams. Going for the loose ball. Christiana, minute 36 away with the basketball, leading 43-39. We've got whistles and a timeout called here. With a minute 36 to go, we will step aside and return in just a moment on State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage, boy style, after this.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Servicing Murfreesboro for over 10 years, Olympus is confident that we can get you in the best shape of your life. An all-inclusive membership, just $14.99 a month, offering free childcare, free group exercise, free tanning, and free personal training. Drop by any of our four locations and see one of our friendly staff members today.
Visit Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit reevesane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS coverage of State Farm Middle School County Boys Championship action brought to you in part by InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction Company. I'm Brian Barrett, glad to be along with you here for this exciting boys contest between Christiana and Laverne. The girls game won by Rock Springs 32-29. You can check out the podcast of all of these games, the girls and boys championships, online at goprimetimesports.com. Click on the Sir Pizza podcast button. Minute and a half to go, 43-39, Christiana with the ball and the lead. Matthews out front, and ball stripped away, almost coming this way, but Helms holds on to it. So turnover, Christiana, shot up, no good, trying to lob it up is Ellison, ball rolling around, and they get a timeout. Christiana gets a timeout called, and they had possession, so it will be their ball. Got very fortunate there. 43-39, a minute 10 to go. We will be right back.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to have loose diamonds, loose gemstones, mounted up goods, a lot of sterling silver jewelry. We're going to have citizen watches, a YU8 repair station here for watch batteries and clasp on your jewelry, and something for everybody. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts.
Inspired by you.
West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to coverage of State Farm Middle School County Championships on WGNS, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. It'll be Christiana basketball with a minute 10 to go. 43-39. They lead. They have the ball. And they have the length of the floor to go, inbounding from the near sideline. In the backcourt, Bonds crosses the timeline now. Little give and go to Bard. Barge drives in the lane, now pulls it back out to Matthews with 56 seconds. Matthews, left side, Bonds, the feed down low to Jones. They tip it out. And they pull it back out to Bonds. Good job there. It's touched by the official, ball on the floor, going to be pulled in there by Barge. Boy, Christiana is really living by the hair of their chinny chin chin, and they get a timeout. 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it right here for that 30-second timeout with 37 seconds. Very smart timeout there by Corey Alley, which reminds me to tell you not to settle for anything less than the best. That's the Bob Parks Auction Team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. Put their years of marketing experience to work for you. Consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. What has been a long week of tournament action that started on Tuesday concludes here today with this boys' championship game between Christiana and Laverne. Christiana leading 43-39. They have the ball right here beside us. Bonds to inbound, and it's thrown away. Down the floor, Ellison. Ellison feeds off right side. The shot good by Williams. 14 points for him. Two-point Christiana lead with 23 seconds. Driving the lane, Jones going up and is fouled. Foul called on Roger Chapman, I think. Maybe 30. No, it is Roger Chapman. He's in the game. So some huge free throws coming up here for eighth grader Trey Jones. One would put his team up by three. Shot it and missed it. So the best they can hope for is three. Jones with another charity toss. Shot it and missed it. Rebound Laverne. Ellison has it. Down the floor on the far side by Williams. The three. Swish. Go ahead three by Bryce Williams. First bank three. He's got 17. And with 7.9, Laverne takes the lead. 44-43. 44-43. And we've got timeout on the floor as pandemonium ensues. Got a lot of time left, 7.9. We'll take a break, come back. State Farm Middle School County Championship coverage on WGNS AMFM.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back. Here's how it is. They did put a couple more ticks on the clock, 9.6 on the clock. It's a one-point lead for Laverne. Length of the floor to go here in this boys' championship game of the Rutherford County Middle School Tournament. Trey Jones to inbound. The Cougars have the length of the floor to go, 1 point to get. To tie. Jones, the inbounds pass. They find Bonds. Bonds down the floor. Toss over in the corner. The two is on the way. No good. It's short. With 2 seconds, Laverne with the rebound, and now an intentional foul called on the Cougars. With 0.9 on the clock. 44-43. Thank you. 0.9 on the clock. Laverne's DeAnthony Carter, Connor rather, went down pretty hard in that. Shooting free throws is going to be Nahum Tafasi. He comes in because of the injury to Connor. So Tafasi going to shoot the free throws with 0.9 on the clock. The first one no good. With the intentional foul, it will still be Laverne's basketball with 0.9 on the clock. Another free throw upcoming now here for Tafasi. Shot it and missed it. So missed both free throws, but it will be Laverne basketball with 0.9 on the clock. They've already had their two shots. So it's Helms. The inbound, I think. Yes. Length of the floor. No, this is going to be on Christiana's end. This could make it interesting. On Christiana's end with 0.9. Helms to trigger in the play. And there's the pass with 0.9 on the clock. It's off the floor. And it is a victory for Laverne. 44-43. Well, they have had a miraculous run in this tournament. The number four seed, an overtime victory over Coach Patrick Stoker's Cavaliers. And then a three overtime thriller over Oakland Middle School, a 60-59 win, and now they have won this game over Christiana by a final of 44-43.